Welcome to this special Sunday, our church anniversary Sunday. It's particularly special this year because the last couple of years it's all been a bit odd. And this year will no doubt be completely odd as well. In fact, just have a good look round at each other. Look at the odd bunch that you are. That's right. Talk about odd lot. That's us, isn't it? We are a wonderful odd lot. Let's pray. Thank you, our Father in heaven, that you are here by your Spirit, welcoming us to this service, this time of worship, this time with you. Time to give thanks, to celebrate, to learn, to pray, to love. Lord, we pray that you will show us your face today. Amen. Right. Just so you know, during the service, we're going to be doing two things. One, we're going to be collecting your tiles that you've got. Those of you who've done them, that's brilliant. Some are already up the front, but we're going to be making space in our service to do that. And I've asked the Girls Brigade if they'll collect them from you in a moment. So it's not quite yet, but in a bit. And also, what we'll be doing as part of the service, we'll be bringing up our thank offering. We've not been able to have one for a while because we wanted to wait till we could get back together. And so today we're giving a thank offering to thank God for his goodness to us, and it seemed particularly appropriate that we do that on our church anniversary. And the gifts, the financial gifts that are going into that thank offering are going to the community larder for a local need, the mercy ships going internationally meeting need, and the Torch Trust that particularly we're becoming more aware of the work they do in enabling those who have difficulties with sight to know Jesus and to follow Jesus. So three different organizations, the gifts will be divided between them. If you've not come equipped to give, that's no problem. There's letters and envelopes you can take away with you today and bring them back next week or the week after. One notice, and that is we're hoping to start the Mad Moose Milkshake Club up again. We've been waiting for the right time, and it's getting close, and it might be this week. We've been on hold a bit because of COVID and a number of the people that would have helped have either got COVID or away on holiday and so on. But we may be starting this Wednesday. If you think, yes, I can serve milkshakes on a Wednesday afternoon and smile at people, that's a good start. So if you think, yes, I could do that on a Wednesday afternoon, then do please come and see me afterwards because we'd really like to start this week if we can. Right. Well, it's a good place to start worship in God's Word. And I'd encourage you, if you could, to get hold of your Bibles that are underneath your seats, because we often read this psalm, and I'd like us to read it together if you'd like to. There's no compulsion, but it's number 100, and it's on page 604 of the church Bibles. And I thought, well, rather than me read it, why don't we all read it together? Some of us won't read it, but we could hear our next door neighbour reading it. And it's something we could do together. So that's Psalm 100, page 604. I'll leave a few more minutes, because it takes a while to find the pages in these Bibles. Okay, so Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. As we come together today, this is a day to give thanks. For some of us, it will be quite a discipline. It will be quite hard. We're very mindful that Christine Bewley is no longer with us. Taken really quickly, suddenly. But we know that she's in glory with the Lord Jesus. And so we give thanks. We give thanks that we can be together. We rejoice with those who rejoice. And we mourn with those who mourn. I don't want to embarrass Linda, but we haven't. Linda's not been able to come to the service here because of COVID for over 2 years. 2 years and 2 months. And so Linda's now here, an honorary Girls Brigade member, as you're sat there amongst the Girls Brigade. It's lovely to see you, Linda. And this is an opportunity now to come to worship the Lord, giving thanks, even though there are difficult things that we have to go through. Feel free to pick up the instruments because these are songs for instruments. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he's above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. Love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is able. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. Love endures forever. Faith in Jesus, we become his children, his child, his son. It's good to
manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your stamp and adopted in your family. I can never be alone, cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore.
Sing your praises forevermore. Our praises will not be interrupted by sickness, suffering, or even death. Our praises will flow from our hearts to you forever. Lord, we pray today that you will give us a fresh spirit of worship and thankfulness. Help us not to take for granted your goodness or the goodness of what you give us. Our last of our first three songs says, Jesus put this song into our hearts. The very song that we're singing now, the very desire to worship him, comes from him.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song into our hearts.
Feel free to sit. Let's just spend a moment thanking God for who he is and that we're here.
We do thank you, Lord, that we can sing your praises this morning. We thank you that many more of us are gathered today, having recovered from the COVID. We thank you for this church. We thank you for all that it means to each one of us. And we pray, Lord, that as we go into the future days, you will always be there. You will take our hand and lead us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that you are the one constant. You've been the one constant over all those years of this journey to be here. And you're the one constant in our lives today. Father, thank you that no matter what is going on around us, you are always there, the solid rock on which we can stand.
Amen. Amen.
desire of our hearts and our desire, Lord, also is to praise you and worship you because we delight in you. Our desire, Lord, is to walk as Jesus walked, to be exactly the people you have us be. May we enter into the rest of our lives and look at the Lord God in you, with you, through you, for you, and because of you, you in us and us in you in no other way. But just praying your praises by the way within our lives, but by who we are, what we say, what we don't say, what we do, what we don't do. Just be with us. We welcome you afresh into our lives. This very moment will come. Come, Lord Jesus, we declare. Come and have your way in among us, corporately and individually. In the name that is a name above all other names, so Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Messiah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we know that whenever we give thanks, we are doing God's will. So, girls of Girls Brigade, would you like to help? If you've got a tile, could you hold it up aloft? And girls, if you can see where the tiles are, can you go and find them? And if you could bring them to me, that would be great. Thank you. You've got a good view up there. You've got a good view, haven't you? These are amazing. These are amazing. Let's give a round of applause to God, shall we? The creativity is amazing. There are scribbles and simple words, and there are amazing pictures. And it's just great, because each one of these is individual to whoever's done them. Every one of us give thanks in our own unique way. So thank you that we have a... Sheila, you're doing the reading. You'll have to come up this way, all right? I don't want you slipping on any tiles, all right? Isn't it good? I can't... We just don't have time to read them all out. I'm not going to sing any of them out. They're just wonderful. And we give God the praise and the glory. We thank him for this church, as Ben has prayed, for the past, the present, and the future. Let's just pray. Father, we know it does you good. It cheers your heart to see your children expressing thanks and praise. Thank you, Lord, that we have a privilege today of putting a smile on your face. Help us get into the habit of doing that every day. Bind us together, Lord, as a church, in our praise and our thanksgiving. Amen. There'll be time after the service. We're not having refreshments after the service, but there'll be time, just, you know, in twos and threes, do make the most to read these. And we'll have them out during the week, and they'll be there next Sunday as well. The next part of our service, we want to express thanks to God in another way, which is to give God our money. God is a very practical God. He knows that money is required to bring blessings. So he gives us loads of it. He gives us loads of it. And then he says, now give it to me. So this is the thank offering, the once a year thank offering. Don't worry, girls, if you've not got anything, that's fine. That's no problem at all. Have we got stewards ready? So we're going to have the bag to go round, which we've not done for a while. So the bag is going round to collect envelopes if you've got them. Thank you for every good gift which comes from you. Every good gift can only come from you. We thank you for it, and we pray now that you would bless these gifts. Pray you bless the work of Mercy Ships, the Larder, the Torch Trust. Pray that through this expression of love, people will know that you love them. Amen. That's a very good question, Alana Fay. Why is there a ladder? Worth did that, so. Sheila, would you like to come up, please? I just realised, as I said that, for those who are listening to this and can't see, having put the ladder out, the next question is, Sheila, would you come up? Sheila is not going to climb the ladder. but somebody else might. Have I got a volunteer to climb a ladder? Yes! I've got two volunteers. Right, could I... Taya and Alana Faye, could you come up for me, please? Right. Okay. I'm going to want you to climb up. I'm going to want you to hold her hand. All right? Okay? It's a responsible job. So if you stand there, that's good. And if you stand there, ready. Right. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Don't worry, I'll be there as well. Don't worry. Okay. So we come to today's reading. Some of you will guess what this reading is. Some of you are already there ahead of me. It's, there we are. There it is. Now, Alana, babe, did you know that your name today is really Zacchaeus? Yes. What a funny name. So you're Zacchaeus, all right? And you're part of the sycamore fig tree that we're just about to hear about. You don't look like a fig, Taya, but that's what you are, all right? Okay? So you're part of the tree. You're just going to get a bit extra help, and I'm going to be here as well. Right. Now, you don't have to climb all the way up to the top, all right? Just halfway will do. Okay. No, about there. That's the trouble with an adventurous child, is it? Right, would you like to start our reading? It's up there. Sheila, if you'd like to introduce it.
Luke chapter 19, commencing at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector and was wealthy.
Hold a moment. Boo! He's the chief tax collector, he's wealthy. The people didn't like him. So can you read that again, please, and get ready.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector and was wealthy.
That's more like it. Carry on, Sheila.
He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
Okay, could you climb the tree, please? Taylor will help you. Just she'll be there on standby. I'm going to hold the ladder. It's a good ladder. You can keep going. You won't fall. Okay? A bit more? You all right with that? Okay? Can you see better now? Yes. Have a look at them. Have a look. Hold on to your tight. That's it. Good. We've got you. Right.
When Jesus reached the spot...
Hold a moment.
Oh, sorry.
This is your moment. Who wants to be Jesus? Oh, look at these kids. Holly, could I have you at the end, please? Could you be Jesus? Could you go up to the back of the church? And could you... You're coming to Jericho. You're on the main road through. And you're passing through Jericho. So could you come up towards us and then come right to the front? And if you could read again, Sheila.
When Jesus reached the spot... He looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
Excellent. Could you go back to your house, please, with Jesus? Could you go as well, Taya? You're all included. Thank you very much. And carry on, Sheila.
All the people saw this and began to mutter.
Oh! Oh, they're good at muttering. Bit more mutter, come on. What were they muttering, Sheila?
He has gone to be the guest of a sinner.
Right. Alana Faye, I need you to stand up. Stand on your chair. You're allowed to stand on your chair just for today. Okay? One, two, three. Oh. Okay. Right. Tell them all. Sorry, she'll tell them. You just but, speak.
Sorry. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
Okay, sit down. Polly, so I want you to look at Alana Faye as Sheila reads these words. Just, you're looking at her.
Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Thank you very much, Holly. A round of applause for our participants, please. Oh, you did that well, Sheila. We're going to think a bit now about what that's all about and what God might be saying to us today. Girls, children, you're very lovely for you to listen to hear what I'm saying. If you would like to either colour a picture of Zacchaeus and is up in the tree, or do your own little storyline of the story, the packs are here. So do come and help yourself if you want them. The packs are just here. Do come and grab one while we're thinking about what that's all about. Do come forward. Come and grab them. I know you love colouring and you're really good. There's enough for you all to have one. Jesus has built this church and sustained it since 1886. Why? What for? It's for the glory of God, the Father, to exalt the name of Jesus, to witness to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in this world, in this place. Jesus is still speaking by the Spirit to us. In May 2022, right now, after perhaps the strangest time of our lives, what does Jesus say to us today? There's one there, and there's some pens on the table at the back, and the best of it. So what's God saying today? So verses from Psalm 105. "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always." That's the first thing I believe God wants to do. And I'll let you know in advance, it's me again, it's a Baptist sermon, so there's 3 points. So number one, seek the Lord. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Whether it's in our church life together or our personal life, Jesus commands us to seek the Lord. God's word tells us that those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. That those who keep his statutes, his laws, his ways, and seek him with all their heart will be blessed. All through history, God's people have been urged by God to seek me and live. Seek me and live. And that if they seek him, they will find him. Our scripture for the year is Jeremiah 29, verse 13. "You will seek me, and you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. So our question today on Church Anniversary Day is, are you seeking the Lord? Are you seeking him with all your heart? Or are you just watching others doing so? Are you hedging your bets, not quite sure which way to go? To commit to God or not? God's word in Isaiah says this: seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. There will come a time when the Lord is no longer near to those who have ignored him. When Jesus returns to judge the world, he will send away those who have refused his love, his forgiveness, his grace. In that place of eternal darkness, God is no longer near and cannot be found. So Isaiah continues, let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. There's the opportunity now to seek the Lord, his forgiveness, his grace, his love, his life. And God will give it all to us. Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus. He knew he was coming near. There's one road, the one main road going from Jericho, Jerusalem. Jesus was on the main road, passing through. Zacchaeus knew where Jesus would come. So he ran on ahead and he climbed up a tree because he was very short. He so wanted to see Jesus that he climbed a tree. Who likes climbing trees? Who still climbs trees? Yes. But in those days, if you were a man, and if you were a tax collector, an official, a representative of the government and the Roman authorities, one thing you didn't do was climb a tree. No respectable man would climb a tree. He abandoned his reputation in his desperate need to see Jesus. That's an example of seeking Jesus with all your heart. I wonder if you're worried about what other people think. I'm very worried about what other people think. It's a continual battle. I'm always worried about what other people will think. Are you worried what other people will think if you say you are seeking the Lord? If you worship, if you pray, if you read the Bible, if you go to church more than once a week, if you're seeking to follow him and witness to him, are you worried about what other people will think? I know at school, the way to survive school, head down, don't be different, don't stand out from the crowd. Following Jesus doesn't give you that option. If you're following Jesus, seeking the Lord, you will be different from others. Zacchaeus knew that his current way of life was not right and was going nowhere. He was miserable. Alana Faye has a lovely smile on her face. Can you give me a really miserable face? That's not bad. That's not bad. She did a good job. Could you all put a miserable face on for a moment? Some of you don't have to try very hard. Sorry, I didn't say that. Well, that's ruined it now. Could you give me a really miserable face? You should never have said that. Why did he say that? My wife is thinking, why did he say that? Thank you. Zacchaeus had a miserable face on because he was miserable. He was separated from God who made him. He would have grown up like the children here. He would have heard all about God, the law, the ways of following. But he'd rejected God. He'd been separated from God. He'd been separated from his countrymen. He was a betrayer. The tax collectors had sided with the Romans, the people who'd occupied the country, and he was collecting money for them from his own people and taking too much. with the strong arm of the Roman guards around him, which is why he was so unpopular, which is why you muttered earlier on. Very well done. Zacchaeus needed Jesus. And when he showed Jesus how much he wanted him by climbing that tree, Jesus reached the spot, looked up, and saw him. Holly came along, being Jesus. She came along, and he stopped when he came to that spot. There was a moment of encounter where Jesus saw Zacchaeus, stopped, and said, "I'm coming to stay at your house." The wonderful thing about reading the Bible is that you always see something new. Did anybody pick up the very first line, which I hadn't seen until I read it again in preparation? Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. He was on his way. He had no intention of stopping. He was on the main road. He was passing through. But hallelujah, he saw Zacchaeus and he stopped. And he spoke to him and said, "I'm changing my plans. I've seen someone who is seeking the Lord, and I'm going to be with them because I know something is going to happen." Do you want Jesus in your house? If Jesus said to you today, "Right, I'm coming to your house for tea." Is it tidy? Have I got food in? Does he like scones with fruit or no fruit? What do I do? If Jesus were coming into our house today, is there anything we'd take off the walls? Is there anything that we would make sure wasn't on the internet browser? Is there anything that we wouldn't play on the CD player? Jesus wants intimacy with us. He wants you to seek him, and he wants you to know him and find him. If you want Jesus in your house, in your life, and you seek him with all your heart, he will come in. You'll meet him. You'll find him. How do you seek Jesus? Yes, but how? YBH. Yes, but how do we seek Jesus? You've come here. You can look up when you're walking outside to see who created the sun, the moon, and the stars. You can seek him as you read his word, as you pray. A little girl, year one, I think it was, she didn't know, but her mum was dying that day. And she died very young. And I'd taken an assembly in the morning, and I'd asked the children in this assembly, "How do you seek God? How do you meet with God?" And different people had given answers. Someone had said about the cross. That's one way we can find Jesus. Look at the cross. And then this lovely little girl, Neve, she's only five or whatever, she put her hand up like this, like little girls do. She was sitting down. I said, "Do you want to give me an answer?" She said, "Yes." She said, "Just think. Just think." She knew Jesus. Her mum, before she died, had come to faith, and she'd shared her faith with her daughter. And for her daughter to meet with Jesus, to seek and find Jesus, she just had to think. That's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. So we can, if we give God time, wherever it might be, if we give God time, we can just think, and we're there with him. So, seek the Lord. Next, seek the kingdom of God. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That comes from Matthew's Gospel at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus tells us not to worry what we're going to eat, drink, or wear. He tells that the pagans run after these things. Nothing has changed. Just look at the adverts on our TV, screens, our smartphones, or anywhere else. They're all about food and drink and what you're going to wear. Whole industries are based on food, drink, and what we're going to wear. You may have seen on the news this week that Vogue magazine wrote to the In Vogue public house telling them to change their name because it would confuse people. There's a combination of fashion and drink. The Cornish pub, after being there 200 years, told In Vogue that they might want to ask their permission to use Vogue for the name of their magazine. But our world is paranoid, our Western world is paranoid, obsessed with food, drink, and clothes. The pagans run after these things. Our Heavenly Father knows that we need them. But if we make His kingdom, His righteousness, being right with Him, our first priority, then we will receive them. So, seek first the kingdom. What's your first priority? What are you chasing after, spending your time and energy on? What are you seeking? What had Zacchaeus been seeking?
Money.
Simple as that. I want money. There's a song, wasn't there? I want money. Money is what I want. I want money. This pursuit had cost him dearly. He was after money, but the price was too high. It had cost him his relationship with God and his people. But the good news, it was about to change. Salvation has come to this house. That's what Holly, playing the part of Jesus, said. Salvation has come to this house. The kingdom of God has come to this house. The kingdom of God is the perfect, good, just, and pure rule and reign of God. God's way works. When God's way is done, that's God's kingdom coming. Jesus came on earth to bring God's kingdom, his perfect way, in this place. At the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, he didn't say, I've come about the cross. I've come to rise to new life. The first thing that Jesus said is, the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is near. He preached the good news of the kingdom of God. God's way. Doing things God's way brings you life, brings you joy, brings you hope, brings you peace. Doing things any other way is going to bring you misery. That's the message that Jesus brought. He demonstrated the truth of it by healing the sick. All sorts of sickness was healed. The kingdom of God breaking into this world. Demons were cast out of people. People who've been under the oppression and possession of the enemy for years and years, causing them all sorts of damage. Jesus rescued them, delivered them out of the hands of the enemy. The kingdom of God coming in to the kingdom of this world. Forgiving sins. Who can forgive sins? They said. Jesus said, I can. I can. And he forgave sins. This was the kingdom of God. Jesus told his disciples, this is what he came for, to preach the good news of the kingdom. Now, when the kingdom of God comes, people say, Lord, your will be done. Your rule. Your reign. You're in charge. I'll do things your way. And all of life is transformed. When that happens, tax collectors, like Zacchaeus, shock everybody and say, I've sinned. I'll give half of my possessions to the poor. A man whose whole adult life has been dedicated to getting money is now giving it all away. And then he said, I'll pay back four times what I've taken, what I've stolen. This almost amounted to the fine that's required for theft. Zacchaeus is admitting, I've stolen from you, but I'm going to more than pay it back. Once, twice, three times, four times what I've taken. That's why Jesus said, look at this. This man has completely changed. Repentance, faith, and freedom have come because God's kingdom has come. That's why we're told, seek the kingdom first. So are you seeking God's kingdom? You know the answer. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, until he comes and showers righteousness upon you. That's Hosea. God loves us with an unfailing love. There's nobody here that he doesn't love absolutely completely and unfailingly. And we can reap the fruit of that love by breaking up our unplowed ground. The things we've been doing for ages that are not right need to change. We need to repent of our sins, our reluctance to seek him first and his kingdom. It's time to seek the Lord. I know some churches have clocks and underneath it, it says it is time to seek the Lord, because it's always time to seek the Lord. And he will come just as Jesus did for Zacchaeus. And when he comes, he will shower righteousness upon you, blessings upon you, being made right with God. These in front of us are showers of blessing. That's what this is. This is a shower of blessing that the Lord has poured over us. So, is this what you want in your life? Your family's life? Our town? Our church? The kingdom of God first. His way of doing things that is life at peace. And lastly, seek the lost. Seek the Lord. Seek his kingdom, seek the lost. Who are lost? Is anybody lost here today? Do you all know where you are? You're right, you know where you are? Just about, good. Good. I'm glad the girls' brigade captain knows where she is. With so many young girls to look after, that's really good news. Who are the lost? It's a phrase that you might hear in church sometimes. Seek the lost. Who are they? Zacchaeus was lost. He turned away from God, from his law, and from his own people. He was a chief tax collector. He was wealthy. In the world's terms, he was a success. But from God's perspective, he was lost, and Zacchaeus knew it. He was not right with God because of sin. Who else is lost? Now, this is a warning. Many people, including many Christians, say that no one's lost. No one's lost eternally. They argue that God loves everyone, and so he won't let anyone be lost. Somehow or other, God will find everybody and bring everybody into heaven eventually. This is not true. This is not true. Jesus says that he, the Son of Man, came to seek and save the lost. Jesus doesn't lie. And if he said he came to seek and save the lost, then there are those who are lost. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says these very sobering words: "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Who do you know who is lost? God makes it clear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that sin separates all of us from a holy God who is the source of all life. We are all lost until we receive forgiveness of our sins and become spiritually alive as we're born again as children of God, adopted into his family. All have sinned. All are lost who have not yet put their faith in Jesus. Zacchaeus was a sinner who needed a saviour, but so did everyone else in the house. And all those people who were muttering, they all needed saving. Jesus chose Zacchaeus as an example. If Zacchaeus can be forgiven, so can everybody. So, two questions. Firstly, are you lost? Are you right with God? Do you need to be born again? If the answer is yes, then come to Jesus today. Ask for him to forgive you. Ask him to give you new life and to bring you into his family. You will never be lost again. So if you're lost and you know, no one's going to judge you, you know whether you are or not. If you're lost, come to Jesus today, the Good Shepherd, who is always looking for the lost sheep. But there's a second question. Will you seek the lost? As we shared 2 weeks ago, all those who put their faith in Jesus become part of his body, the church. We are saved to serve, doing the things that Jesus did on earth. He came to seek and save the lost, and he's commissioned us to do exactly the thing, the same thing. He's told us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey him, all his commands. Now let's be really honest with ourselves. You can be honest in this church. It's not always very comfortable, but you can be really honest. If no one is truly lost, then there is no need to obey Jesus' command. Jesus has given us this command, go and make disciples of all nations. There is no point if no one is lost. Because everyone's in heaven anyway. Just got to wait around a few years. A few miserable years, but you'll get to heaven eventually. Is that what we believe?
No.
Well said! Well said! I'm glad someone's listening. There's no damage done, no lives ruined, no change to anyone's eternal destiny if people are not lost. Why would Jesus tell us to go if there was no need? Why over the centuries have countless Christians suffered and died in their attempt to share the good news of the kingdom, translate the Bible, risking everything to go to foreign countries or even stand up Jesus in their own country? There are more Christians that have died in the 20th century than all the centuries before. All the 19 centuries before the 20th. There were more people who died in the 20th century for their faith than all 19 added together. Were their deaths in vain? Was it pointless? Those who are suffering for their faith today, are they stupid? Are they deluded? Why bother with prayer and fasting, self-sacrifice, hardship, giving to and forgiving others? Why bother with Paignton Baptist Church? Are we just a self-help club for deluded oddballs? I may be an oddball, but I am not deluded. Praise God. No, we are God's instrument for proclaiming his salvation to the world. Have another look at each other. I know this is going on a bit, so brighten yourself up. Have a good look. We are God's instruments, God's ambassadors, holding out the word of life. To us has been entrusted the ministry of reconciliation, bringing people back to God. And Paul says this, and I'd like us all, you know, to say this is true of us. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation for everyone who believes. First the Jew, and then the Gentile. So, every one of you here, and myself, seek the Lord. Seek his kingdom. Seek the lost, once you've been found yourself. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are the good shepherd who came to seek and save the lost, came to look for the lost sheep, the people who didn't know their right hand from their left, like sheep without a shepherd. You came, Lord Jesus, to save the lost. We thank you that you've found us, many of us. And Lord, if there's anyone here, present, or who's listening to this message, who does not yet know you as their Lord and Savior, may this be the day. Lord, we seek you with all our heart. We seek your kingdom, your righteousness. We want your will to be done. We want your ways, not our ways. We want to see your power break in and give new life and transform life here. Lord, fill us with passion for the lost, compassion for the lost, and help us together to continue your work of seeking and saving the lost. Amen. We've got a song now that we'd like to play. This is just for you to reflect. You don't need to sing with this one, but it's just an opportunity just to remember what God's done for you and to express your love for him.
Hallelujah. Our God saves. Those pictures you've done of Zacchaeus girls and children, may they be a reminder that you can, whenever you want to see Jesus, you look out for him and he'll meet you. He'll see you and he'll be with you. So they're for you to take home. That's for all of us. If we could have our PowerPoint, we're just going to have a time of prayer before our final hymn. The Lord's Prayer is a prayer that we could pray just straight through, or it can be a heading, if you like, a heading that sort of gives us ways of praying for different things. So if we can have the first slide. Seek the Lord. That was our first seeking. First line of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's just have a prayer now, so we could go back if you would do. Okay. Let's just pause there for a moment. And let's pray for ourselves and our church to seek the Lord whose name is holy. Lord, you've shown us who you are. That you are holy. That your name is hallowed. Lord, we pray that here in this place and in our lives, wherever we go, in our homes, that we will hallow your name. We will hold your name holy. We will recognize who you are. So let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now let's move to the next one. Seek the kingdom. Jesus taught this prayer to first seek the Lord, holy is his name. Now seek the kingdom. Perhaps one or two of us would just like to pray that we here would seek the kingdom. And then we'll join in the words together in a moment.
Father, we pray that we will seek your kingdom here on earth. Not something that is waiting until we join you in heaven. But Father, we pray that your kingdom will break through into our lives today and the lives of those around us.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to live each day, not in the world, Lord, but in your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, may us be aware that we are in your kingdom, that as we walk in the world, that, Lord, that we are in your kingdom, and that we have and are different in the world.
Amen. Let's pray together those words on the screen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. And then we've got seek the lost. As you look at those words of the Lord's Prayer that we're perhaps some of us have said many thousands of times. The lost are hungry, needing daily bread. The lost are needing forgiveness or help to forgive others. The lost are led into and held by, entrapped by temptation. The lost are oppressed from the evil one, held captive to addictions, abuse, control. Let's pray for the lost, and then we'll say these words together in a moment.
Lord, we pray today for those who are lost. We thank you that when we were lost, you found us. And we pray the same for any today who are feeling lost.
Amen.
Lord, open our eyes and our minds, our hearts and our ears, so that we can hear you and you prompt us to speak to the lost, to show love to the lost, your love. And those lost souls, those lost people, feel your presence through us and want to know you more. And Lord, when they do start to find you, help them to grow deep roots so that they don't stray again as soon as anything becomes difficult.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to see that you do provide all that they need. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray those words together, thinking about the us being all those who are lost. Give us thy daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And now let's say these words together. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. If you'd like to stand, feel free to. If you'd like to get the instruments back out, we're going to sing our final hymn, God is Working His Purpose Out, as year succeeds to year.
God is working His purpose out, as year succeeds to
and the time is drawing near.
Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you, make you holy, through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Let's say the words of the grace for one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please be seated. Do please come forward and have a look at the tiles.